a much bigger one than people think, because whether you're talking about teams, individuals, owners, et cetera, women's participation in black baseball goes all the way back into the 1880s in terms of any kind of organized. We can pinpoint a somewhat professional team in 1883 in Philadelphia, three of them actually. Dolly Varden 1, Dolly Varden 2, and the Captain Jinx. And they all played one another and played local men's teams. Got pretty decent newspaper coverage in terms of just knowing who some of the players. We don't know a lot about them, but we at least know their names, those kinds of things. You can then trace that trajectory with many, and I'm trying to establish the number of women's teams that played all over the country from the 1880s all the way into the 1950s and 60s, and there's a lot. And then in the Negro Leagues themselves, we have players, we have the three big ones that everybody thinks about, Tony, Mamie, and Connie. There were two others in the 50s as well, playing very short period of time, or at least on the roster for the Clowns. So there were essentially five of them in the 50s, but we also have a young lady playing on a barnstorming independent team in 1917, the Havana Stars. We have another young lady playing for one of the Cleveland teams in 1931 in a season that the Cleveland team ultimately did join the Negro Leagues, but in the second half of the season, and she doesn't appear on the roster then, so technically it was a non-Negro League team, even though they were playing Negro League teams. And then owners, starting with, you know, we think about Effa Manley, who's in the Hall of Fame from the Newark Eagles, but the first one is Olivia Taylor, who took over the ownership of the Indianapolis ABCs in 1922, 23, and into 24 after her husband, C.I., died. And she was, you know, typical of many of the women who were owners, able to use her position in society, not only as an owner, but in her case, very involved in the local NAACP. Actually brought the national NAACP meeting to Indianapolis. You've got Effa Manley, who works, you know, in all kinds of civil rights issues. You've got, you know, Hilda Bolton Shorter, who's a pediatrician and a worldly classical pianist, worldwide known, holds benefit concerts for hospitals, all kinds of things. You've got a woman in New Orleans, Gertrude Willis Geddes, who serves as treasurer for one of the teams, but also becomes owner of one of the largest funeral chains that's still around today, and her name is still attached to it. So you've got some pretty impressive women who are involved in the Negro Leagues as well.